The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So it's important to note that the Holy Spirit is present here at the baptism of Christ in the Gospel. The dove in the Gospel today is meant to draw us back to Genesis, when the dove appeared at the end of the flood, where it had marked the end of God's punishment. Just as in Genesis, the dove at the baptism today symbolizes the peace and reconciliation that Christ will usher in for all of humanity. Just as well, the descent of the Holy Spirit here marks the beginning of Christ's public ministry and calls to mind another time that the Holy Spirit descended, namely on the apostles at Pentecost, marking their beginning of their public ministry. And lastly, St. Thomas Aquinas remarks on this passage saying, "The Holy Spirit descended visibly in bodily form upon Christ when he was baptized, so that we may believe him to descend invisibly upon all those who are baptized afterwards." My brothers and sisters, oftentimes it becomes all too easy to forget about the Holy Spirit. Every day we come to Mass, we pray to the Father, we pray to the Son, we do pray to the Spirit, but it's often kind of hidden at times. And so we know that there's three persons in the Trinity: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So I would encourage you this season to spend some time getting to know the Holy Spirit, to know him, to talk to him. Because just as we can see just from this small passage today, he has been active throughout salvation history, so too is the Holy Spirit still active today in our lives. One of the things that's important for the spiritual life is to listen for the promptings of the Holy Spirit, because he is constantly talking to us. When we feel that push to go and donate food to the home, to the people who need food, when we feel that urge to do some good or go out of our way and do something that's, you know, different than what we are normally used to, oftentimes that's a prompting of the Holy Spirit. And so if we can learn to know his voice and learn to see his work throughout our lives, it becomes that much easier to allow ourselves to be moved by the Holy Spirit and finally to do the will of God. God bless you.